Naturosophy is the knowledge or wisdom of natures. The philosophy of nature is based upon the book Sapientia Naturae. Naturosophy holds that, quote, nature is good in so far as it is known. As often referencing the quote by Socrates, stating, quote, there is only one good, knowledge, and one evil, ignorance. Therefore, making an appeal to nature based upon the knowledge of what nature is. Nature is considered the all or the whole, the macro, with natures within, the micro, the parts. Every nature has natures therein. Nature, as the all of all, the whole of wholes, can ever be the most natural, the nature all. Natural law is simply nature, as everything in nature operates by law. Natural moral law is simply the natural, as it is human nature and reason or conscience learning from nature so to know of what to do and what not to do to make an appeal to nature. Natural refers to of nature or otherwise of law. What is natural is what has always existed. This constitutes the infinity, the natural authority. Existence is persistence. When we think, say, or do from knowledge or embrace of nature or natural authority, we are utilizing naturalization, which is that which gives to or supports the natural. The man-made can only take what is natural and change it, but it cannot make anything new. It can only attempt. While it is not the most natural and can serve as distraction of the natural, that does not make it entirely unnatural. Just because something naturally occurs does not mean it is natural to exist. Just because something is natural to exist does not mean it is natural to use. When we think, say, or do from the lack or disregard of the natural, we assume man-made authority rather than natural authority, to denature rather than naturalize, which is that which violates or steals from the natural. This is making an appeal to denature, trying to become God or nature rather than harmonize, respect, and align to nature. The process of understanding the natures as such is coming to know time and place, for which every natural nature teaches us its place through time. We learn through the lessons of loss for what of nature is to keep or maintain, hence the phrase, quote, use your nature or lose your nature. If the unnatural continues to justify the unnatural, we lead ourselves to involution, regress or regret, rather than evolution and progress. A lacking of knowledge appeal to nature is just as bad as the appeal to denature, for without knowledge there can be no nature, no appeal, no good, and it is in our nature to learn. Naturosophy is just one view of nature to speak that no one view of nature holds a hegemony on the whole knowledge of nature or what is natural or unnatural to do, that the only thing we know is that we know nothing, but that doesn't mean we can't know anything. Therefore, since governments are the epiphany of man-made authority and are of the nature of slavery, claiming to have a hegemony over nature, committing many appeals to denature, it is unnatural and unfit to persist in its attempted existence. Chattel slavery is known as an example of the natural being unknown, ignored, or confused. Abolitionism is used to signify humanity getting rid of what does not belong, what is not intended to exist or persist. Naturosophy holds all forms of government or mental slavery thereof as the most dangerous or unnatural creation to the evolution of humanity. In summary, the natural is equated to words such as honesty, health, right, moral, truth, reality, just, genuine, correct, regular, sensible, unforced, reasonable, fundamental, whole, and essential. Whereas, the unnatural is equated to words such as dishonesty, unhealthy, wrong, untruth, unreal, fake, artificial, illusory, unjust, immoral, incorrect, abnormal, aberrational, forced, pretended, feigned, and contrived. Naturosophy holds that an individual cannot live their life without using these or similar context-based terms. Be your own philosopher, learn and act. So without man-made authority or slavery, so with nature. Naturosophy.